much more. Waiting to get attached to E. Gordon Gee, who will join us in a moment. Paul, he's no longer the lead president 12, the TCU president in charge, but he's always been very much a supporter of Baylor, even during their darkest.
Yeah, he was one of the first to go on record and show some semblance of support when nobody really wanted to do that. No one to do that. In fact, they sought to do quite the opposite. So that was a major thing for Baylor when that occurred, and some support was shown for sure.
We're now joined by West Virginia President E. Gordon Gee. He's been with us before, back in the days when Baylor was going through the turmoil, and was the first one ever to publicly come out and say, listen, I believe in Baylor. They're going to be okay. Mack Rhodes, Dr. Livingstone, and so much more that's happened since that time. But today, President Gee, first of all, thanks for your time. How you been during all this? How have you handled this so-called, not so much downtime, but this unique time in America?
Well, you know, I live in the center of a university campus, and the students, they've got me locked down. They have guard dogs and armed guards, and they have me in an orange suit with drones overhead. You know, they're not letting me out. I'm in that vulnerable age. So it's been an interesting experience. You know, the truth of the matter is, David, is the fact that I think that I'm working harder and than I've ever done, because the fact they don't give me any time to have fun. So it's a daunting task, and of course getting prepared for the fall is not easy. It's like planning the Normandy invasion, as you know. So
yeah, and so much is still uncertain, and we've seen a change in so many things that are going on. In your opinion, and so many people have had some, do you think we will have college football in the fall? Do you feel like we'll have it when it's supposed to start, and also will there be people in the stands?
Well, first of all, I do believe we'll have college football, as I infamously said ago, even if I have to suit up, which would be horrible. Yes, I think we will. Secondly of all, I think that we will start on time. And third, I think that we'll have a limited number of fans in the stands. I think that it's all going to be sort of the kind of balls that institutions develop. You know, with our, she's about the size is, which is about the same size, maybe larger than Baylor's. But you know, my intent is to get out in front with masks and check everyone's temperature and make sure that we get some fans in the stands. I think that that's important for us to be able to create opportunities for people to get back into some sense of the wheel for our health, nothing else.
How do you think that we'll have fans at the first part of this season, or maybe have to wait and see later?
At Accord FDR, fear is our biggest issue. The way that I view it, Dave, is that I view it as a hammer and a dance. The hammer we have really put into place. That is that we just locked our nation down and with tremendous impact, but we've also flattened the curve. We've all learned a lot about the disease. But when you think about it, disease is going to be with us forever. You know, take flu shots, and 88,000 people died of the flu this year. All of us have a driver's license, 50,000 died in car wrecks. So we'll never move to zero risk, but we will, so therefore I have to think about this as a dance. Even when we get a vaccine, it's a dance. We dance with the disease. We not let it control us. We control it. And that's one of the things we have to learn about in terms of college football and everything else. It's going to be a different normal. We're going to have to do some things differently. But in the end, I think we will be able to move forward.
I don't know how much of an opportunity you've had to talk to Neil Brown or the rest of your head coaches, but I was just curious if you have had those opportunities, just the sense you get from them on navigating through this time period, because it's awfully strange for coaches right now, as it is for everyone, of course, but just how do you feel like the West Virginia coaches have been handling this?
Well, I think they've done a beautiful job. I think all of our head coaches have done really a terrific job. What we're trying to do, we have a very cohesive group. And I think that, we're blessed to be in Morgantown, West Virginia. West Virginia, if you take a look at the crisis, all of the states around us are red as can be, and then here's West Virginia in the middle of a very light pink. We have flattened the curve and done almost better than any state in the country. And so from that point of view, we're an enticing place in the sense of what we can do at the university, what we can do athletically, what we can learn from all the things we have been doing.
We know that the NCAA men's tournament was canceled. We know how much money is attached to that and how much money is distributed to programs around the country, conferences and programs. Is it Armageddon if football's not played this fall?
Well, that's an interesting word. Football is the cash cow, as we all know. I mean, our men's battle program does make some money, and men's basketball program. But when you think of the Olympic sports, as I call them, the non-revenue sports, really are supported by football. And so when we do not play football, we put our athletic programs in serious danger, unless, of course, you're willing to do, like, as we did in the Ivy League, President Brown, where they just use university general resources. But most institutions, and particularly large public universities, their athletic programs are self-supporting. That means they don't get any tuition dollars, they don't get any state dollars, they don't get any general university resources. And so when this happens, it does put an immense financial strain on the athletic programs.
Is there a discretionary fund or anything you guys have to fall back on? And how long does something like that last?
Well, we all live cheek to jowl, if you know what I mean. We don't have a lot of cash floating around for anything. And of course, any cash we have is going to go into the academic programs of the institution, and the athletic program does have a small amount of, but they are very small, and they would not sustain a significant $100 million athletic program for very long.
What do you think about the way the Big 12 ADs, the presidents, have all been working together throughout this time? We have Mac Rhodes on every week, and he talks about, you know, you guys. There's at least one to two meetings every single week. I know the football coaches have been involved here recently as well. But just how do you think the conference as a whole has worked together to answer some of the questions you got?
Well, you know, we like each other except for 3 hours on a Saturday afternoon.
Yeah.
We really like each other. We have wonderful presidents and chancellors. And ADs, right before this thing happened, we actually had a meeting with all of us together, and it's really quite remarkable the cohesiveness of our conference. I think that having 10 has proven to be a real plus for us right now, because we don't have a lot of disagreement. We can move very quickly and very agilely and very competitively. So I think that we've come to agree, and we're blessed to have Bob Boltzmann. You know, Bob is the dean of commissioners, and his voice booms very loudly in any of these kinds of decisions. And our own athletic director, Shane Lyons, is the head of the Division I college football program. So that means that we do have an opportunity to have real influence in the larger arena of college athletics.
How have the colleges themselves, university campuses, from presidents all the way through the administration, you once said that the colleges must lead and not follow through the coronavirus. Do you feel like in the end that's what's been done?
Well, I think our universities in general have handled this really quite well. You know, we're flying an airplane while we're trying to bolt the wings on. It's an experience. I have been a university president for 40 years, and I feel like a freshman. You know, I feel like a freshman walking a picket fence. I'm thrilled but in danger of being impaled, because I've never experienced this before. So you can make mistakes, but I think that everyone with goodwill and good intentions is really trying to do a couple of things. One, we're trying to make sure that our institutions are moving forward. Number two is we're trying to make sure that our faculty, staff, our students are safe. We want to try to make certain that parents understand that we have the best interest of their students, and so we're trying to create and reinvent a university system, because in the end, the world will not be the same. In my view, this we will not go back to normal, number one. Number two, we'll not go to a new normal. We'll have to create a new world, because this is a once in a lifetime, a once in a 100-year effort. And that is going to cause a lot of disruption. Therefore, a lot of change.
You all also are quoted as saying, among the Big 12, we have near consensus among the athletic directors and presidents about starting the football season, returning to play college athletics. When you near consensus, does that mean not unanimous?
No, I think there's unanimous. I think that the issues would be at the edges. You know, do we let our athletes back on June 1st, June 15th, or July? Those are the kinds of things. I think on the broad-based fundamental issues, we are in absolute lockstep.
Do you feel like that you can play? Can football come back at the college level if students are not on campus?
Well, I don't see how that can really happen. I think that there can be variations on that. Maybe part of the students are there and part of a variety of other things. But, you know, in the end, I remind myself and everyone else, and that is that athletes are first student athletes. And so if we can't have students on campus, those include athletes. So but I think most of our institutions and most of the Power Five institutions are really devoted to having some form of academic programs on campus in their classrooms.
When you mentioned earlier that everything's changed now forever. I mean, there's going to be different ways that, you know, campus even exists. With, you know, I'm sure 2 years from now, half the people will still be maybe going to class remotely just because their life has changed so much and it might work out for them. But what do you see as far as like game day practice, they change forever?
I don't know. You know, I mean, I think that one of the great things about college football are all the tradition around it, the bands, the cheerleaders, the tailgating, all the things that bring the spirit and enthusiasm to the university. And that's one of the reasons that we, of course, play the game. So I think that there will initial changes. I think there will be some changes because of fear. I think that the university will impose some changes. You know, we're going to have to do the distancing issues, some of the masking issues, all of those other kinds of things. So I guess the way that I think about it, the rolling process will creep into this to make certain we don't start there again. But at the same time, we're going to move forward and try to isolate the problems rather than let them drive us.
You were the first person of any kind of status, position, or whatever, among the Big 12 and pretty much anywhere, when Baylor was going through their scandal and the aftermath of Pepper Hamilton. We had you on the show, as you remember, a couple of different times. You said from the beginning that you understood what they had been through and you also wanted them to succeed. You were the first one to wish them luck. You were the first one to ever say anything positive about them in any way, shape, or form. I guess it might have been 3 years ago. You now see what Dr. Livingstone has done, what Mac Rhodes has done, what they've done across the board. Your thoughts about what you've now seen since then?
Well, I think I made a horrible mistake. I should have been on probation because they're so damn good now. You know? I mean, it is irritating. I mean, you've got their football program, their basketball programs. You know, you got Scott Drew, you got Kim Mulkey, you got a brand new football coach. I hope he's not very good. And then you got Mac Rhodes, who I think is one of the really great athletic directors. And of course, Dr. Livingstone has done a great job. So, other than the fact of a horrible error 3 months ago, I'm grateful for their research.
Oh my God, that's so honest. I love it. I love that. Hey, President Gee, we appreciate your time so much for jumping on. Stay safe.
Thank you. And everyone have a great day. And to my friends in Waco, I appreciate all of you. And, of course, I give a great shout-out to Ken and Alistair, who are great, great, great friends, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. We'll pass that along. That's E. Gordon Gee. I love the just pure,
a great
brutal
sense of humor.
I regret it.
Hey, I've got the app is back up. We are back up online.
Do you know I don't drink during the week?
I know you don't. Tonight might be one of those nights.
I got a long run tomorrow, so yeah. I'm not going to do that. But this has been the most stressful of the days.
This has been definitely the most stressful
day. And it's not because of what we are dealing with. It's because I feel for the audience, because we have a hell of a lineup again. And we'll put the podcast. We've been recording everything.
Yes.
And we'll have that up. So if you miss something because of this and that. But for some reason, earlier today, there started to be some things that were weird. So that's nice.
It all kind of collided at once. And it's 2 hours and 18 minutes.
You should have saved that for 5:59 and announced that right as we were leaving the airways that the app is back up.
No, I wanted people to know. So, you know. But, I mean, there's still a couple minor, but.
Okay, well, you want to know another thing that happened today. The Championship 7-on-7 tweet, this isn't the one that the UIL controls.
Okay.
So everybody assumes this is like state 7-on-7.
Well, I saw Matt Stepp is the one, and I'll quote him because Matt was great. He was on this very quickly. He, let me see here. He came on pretty quickly, and this is well before I got doing a show and also doing this. He goes, FYI, though this is from Coach Huey, FYI for Texas high school coaches, this is not the annual regular Texas State 7-on-7, nor is it sanctioned by the Texas 7-on-7 state organization that is comprised of the Texas High School Coaches Association.